Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Chipcats News Radio WRBA. It is a Wednesday afternoon. Governor Youngkin is attracting a lot of attention for once again standing up for we the parents. And if you have not offered your comments yet, I think it's a 30-day comment period. You simply go online, townhall.virginia.gov, and then you look for the comments section on his new policy on transgender students. It's absolutely imbued with common sense. And he is doing what we've asked him to do, to leave to we, the parents, the rights and responsibilities to take care of our kids. It's great stuff. I'll share some more comments that I'm just pulling up here, let you know what some folks are thinking on it. And some of it, as I said, posted by anonymous, some of them repeated 30 times. How many times will they get counted in the official count? 833-804-1140. Of course, you always text there. Let us know what you are thinking. Now, Tommy Pigott is with the Republican National Committee. And it's interesting to me that we have the DEA administrator talking about fentanyl and the candy fentanyl, which is out there now. It's killing kids. And at the same time, we have an administration that can't be bothered securing the border. So the Mexican drug cartels and now their human trafficking cartels are in charge of the border, bringing over God knows how much fentanyl. Tommy's got the duty today to sort of analyze that. Tommy, thank you for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Let's talk a little bit. What is the sense there at the RNC? As you see, on the one hand, the Biden administration has Secretary Mayorkas lying in Congress about the border being secure. And then we've got the DEA administrator letting us know, yeah, the cartels are in charge and fentanyl's everywhere.
Well, facts are stubborn things, and you just can't deny the facts. Well, I guess the Biden administration can try to deny the facts, but the facts always come through. And it's not just Mayorkas that is lying, claiming the border is secure. Kamala Harris recently claimed the border was secure. They've been saying the same lie about the border for 18 months. And I think when you say that the cartels are in charge of the border, it's almost an understatement, because this massive flow of migrants over the border, according to Customs and Border Protection, is being directed by the cartels. And what I mean by that is they're determining in a lot of ways where migrants cross the border in order to tie the hands of Border Patrol, meaning miles and miles of the border is unpatrolled while migrants are crossing in certain spots. And Joe Biden is doing absolutely nothing about it. In fact, he's making the problem worse.
Talk a little bit about this, the rainbow fentanyl that we're seeing out there, and how it's impacting folks, kids in particular.
It's really evil, vile, and disgusting stuff that the cartel is doing here with this rainbow fentanyl. What this rainbow fentanyl is brightly colored fentanyl pills, or sometimes it looks like chalk, that is designed, the DEA says, to target children. It's often included in other substances, or even smuggled in candy boxes. There was a bust in Connecticut where this really lethal fentanyl, one pill being able to kill a child, was found in candy boxes being smuggled by the cartels. And again, it's a deliberate attempt to get these drugs into schools to target children. And it shows again how every state is a border state. I mean, Glenn Youngkin, Governor Youngkin, talked about that, and he was mocked by the left. The left tried to make fun of him for saying that Virginia is a border state. But in a very real way, Virginia is. Because this fentanyl is coming into every single community in this country, killing people as young as 4 months old from exposure to as old as 81 years old. in just the last few months. That's how tragic and how devastating this crisis is.
You know, Tommy, when we talk about this rainbow fentanyl in particular, talking about being smuggled in candy boxes, if with Halloween coming up, you're looking at this stuff, it looks exactly like something you would find in a candy box. And I'm fearful that as kids are out trick-or-treating in a month or so, there might be some of this dropped into somebody's bag.
Well, and that's the same warning that the DEA is giving. And I encourage any parents listening to go to the DEA's website and look at what this fentanyl looks like to really see that it does look like candy. This is something that we need to get the alarm out, that parents need to know about and need to be empowered to deal with in order to stop this crisis and this epidemic. That's what needs to happen right now in the short term. In the long term, in the medium term, we need to have a serious discussion that Democrats won't have about securing the border, about addressing this as the national security threat that it truly is. But parents, I encourage them all to go to the DEA website to really educate themselves about this fentanyl. And again, one pill can kill someone. And that's how important it is to really be on top of this really devastating and important crisis.
You know, Tommy, the political angle of this is really troubling to me. There was a time, and I am old enough to remember a time when everyone, Democrat and Republican, agreed fundamentally, yes, we need to secure the border, and yes, we should keep our children safe. But the furthest left-wing lunatics inside the Democrat Party are now dictating policy, and Joe Biden, frankly, has changed on everything that at one time we were told was actually important to him, and he's all in with simply not having a border, setting the Border Patrol up like they're freaking travel agents now.
And that's exactly what Border Patrol is saying. They're describing themselves now as a travel agency, practically, in terms of how Joe Biden has mandated that they behave and how they act, instead of actually securing the border, instead of addressing this like the national security threat that it is. And it really is troubling that Democrats have completely abandoned this consensus. The people that are right now dictating policy, from what I can tell of the Biden administration, is the far left blue check marks on Twitter, those verified Twitter accounts. But unfortunately for the American people, Twitter's not real life. Real life are the devastating impacts of this drug trafficking, of these cartels in our community. And the reason why I believe that Joe Biden is refusing to recognize it, refusing to do anything about it, is because if he was to recognize it, he would have to recognize that his policies have failed. He would have to recognize that he threw the border open, and he is too stubborn. He spent too long in Washington, D.C. to actually hold himself accountable and change course. And Americans and children, in this case, are left paying the price for his failures.
You know, Tommy, I'm reading your piece in the RNC website in the rapid response area, and you're talking about folks who have been impacted by the fentanyl crisis that we have, as young as 4 months old as 81 years old. This is hitting everybody.
It really is. And lots of times, in a really horrifying way, people that are suffering these consequences don't even know that they're taking fentanyl, because the fentanyl is presented in ways that look like candy or presented in ways that look like prescription pills. Lots of times people don't even know. That's how really horrifying and evil these cartels are, and how they're trying to really get people addicted to these drugs and really poison our communities. And it is affecting everyone in every single state. Every single community is a border community with this fentanyl crisis. It's a major national security problem, and we need a whole of government approach to address it.
I agree with you. Tommy Pigott is joining us from the Republican National Committee. Tell me, because you're in D.C., you interact with people who may not be Republicans. When you talk to Democrats, can you get a straight answer to this question? What is the downside to a secure border? Because I can't think of any downside.
Well, when I talk to people that maybe say they're Democrats, but they're just ordinary Americans, if you will, they say, no, there's no downside, right? I mean, that's the disconnect between Democrats in D.C., versus everyday Americans, the American populace that know that we need a secure border. But Democrats in D.C. and these politicians in the swamp, if you will, are refusing to recognize reality because, again, they'd have to recognize that their policies have failed. Yeah. They'd have to recognize that they've thrown the border open. They'd have to recognize the inhumanity of their border policies that are endangering American communities, are endangering migrants, are overwhelming border communities. They don't have to recognize that those policies have created such a humanitarian crisis on our border, in our hemisphere, and throughout the country. They'd have to recognize that crisis. They'd have to recognize the cause of that crisis, and they'd have to blame Joe Biden. And I think they are thinking so politically. They are thinking so much about the next election. They're refusing to recognize the real and true damage their policies are doing to our communities.
American cities are an absolute meltdown, Tommy. Look, I'm an ex-cop. I look at the criminal activity around America. I look at how dangerous it is. Where I grew up, where I was a police officer, city of Philadelphia, we're setting records, or they're setting records at this point, because you have left-wing folks in control of the mayor's office, the district attorney, and it's just outrageous. Is that resonating? I mean, I got to think everyday Americans are looking at this and going, oh, my God, I don't know if my kid's coming home from school. And if you're voting Democrat, unfortunately, you're voting for these policies.
I think it is resonating because it's just the truth. It's what people are seeing. And I often say that, you know, good policy is good politics and good politics is good policy, meaning that if you have the facts on your side and you have a solution that works, people are going to vote for it. Mm-hmm. And I think you're seeing the opposite here with Democrats, where they see their policies aren't working. They see in these Democrat-run cities that homicides are surging, robberies are surging. And what we have with these Democrat officials in these cities is a refusal to enforce the law. They've practically legalized shoplifting at this point in a lot of California cities, for example. And it's really outrageous because what happens is when you allow these types of crimes to be committed, when there's no repercussions, when there's no sense that the police are going to come, criminals feel like they have a free hand. And that's when this devastating spiral that happens, that is just being fueled, aided, and abetted by these Democrat politicians by refusing to enforce the law. And then you add into this mix the open border, you add into this mix the drug trafficking, which has always been a cause of crime. You have a really devastating impact, and it's really hurting communities that honestly can least afford it the most. The communities that need the most help are paying the steepest price a lot of times.
No doubt about it. And let's not forget these cartels are engaged in human trafficking, and it's absolutely appalling with young girls being turned into prostitutes, and it's just an outrageous thing. And you're right. I mean, this is happening across America. Every state is a border state, and every city, every town is dealing with this. Tommy, I appreciate you being here, man. That's Tommy Pigott from the Republican National Committee. This election that's coming, well, I was going to say coming up, but it's underway, right? We've got our early voting now. Here's the fact. If you are voting in this day and age for anybody who is a Democrat, then you are voting for these policies. You're voting for an open border. You're voting for fentanyl everywhere in America. You're voting for criminal activity that goes unchecked. It has never been a more clear, stark contrast. And if you do that, you're part of the problem. 445, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.